The world is surrounded by water, but we can't drink most of it. Why? Because mainly the world's ocean water is too salty for consumption. But we could also draw parallels with South Africa's food supply. Our supermarkets' shelves aren't sitting idle and empty. They're full. So clearly there appears to be enough food for us to eat. Yet our basic food commodities like bread, milk, fruit, vegetables are very expensive. That many South African families can't afford to stock up. Usually we say that prices should be determined through a process of demand and supply, but somehow that doesn't appear to be in this case. Ali Khan is the Chief Innovation Officer for SA Harvest. They are a food rescuing initiative set up to prevent the wasting of food products. And he recently wrote an editorial highlighting this dichotomy of abundance and at the same time scarcity in the South African agriculture sector. Ali, thanks so much for joining us. In a country that is on the brink, or we all talk about on the brink of food scarcity, that undernutrition, malnutrition, but also undernutrition is so widely reported on. But also at the same time, quarterly, we have the granaries and the agricultural sector saying, oh, we're seeing a boom in the yield this year. And we're not seeing that translated in trimming down those numbers of undernutrition in South Africa. So we are a dichotomous nation when we talk about equally the abundance, but also the scarcity of food in South Africa.
Thank you so much for having me, Lester. It's such a pleasure to be on your show. And I love your, I mean, it's such an apt analogy that you use, and that we've got oceans, but we can't manage to sort of like, drink much of it at all. The thing is that we are capable of it in the food space. I mean, you're quite right. We do have oceans of food going to waste annually in South Africa, which I don't know if many people are aware of, how much food actually goes to waste. And before I dive into the numbers, I just want to say that only 5% of this waste happens in South Africa. Only 5% of this edible food waste happens at a consumer household level. And restaurant level. The largest amounts of waste goes to waste at the farming and retail levels. And it's a huge, huge problem. We do currently, South Africa, about 30%, 26 to 30% of the country is hungry. It goes to bed hungry every night. That's not even talking about nutrition. That's just not access to food. An additional about 24% on top of that are food insecure. So about half of our country is food insecure, but we're producing more than enough food to feed everyone in the country, which you've quite rightly said already. We as a country throw away, I'm going to say this slowly because it's a large number, it's 10.3 million tons of edible food. So that's edible food, and that's food that's avoidable, and, I mean, we can redirect that. And that's what we at SA Harvest are doing. We were founded in 2019, so not long ago, about 3.5 years ago, by our CEO, Alan Brody. And, yeah, in just 3.5 years, we as an independent private organization have managed to rescue 12.5 million kilograms of food, and with that we've sent out 43 million meals. And this is food that would have otherwise landed in the in the landfill.
But it's fascinating how you say that it's not coming, we're not necessarily wasting in our homes. We are literally scraping the last bit of peanut butter out of our jars. It's not the restaurants, because I know of very you know established restaurants who see to the immediate environment, the immediate community of particularly homeless people. It's not necessarily the retailers, because I've worked in retail stores before where on a daily or weekly basis there'd be an orphanage or a needy organization that pulls up, and all the unsold sort of longer life products get put on a bucket and it goes to soup kitchens. So it's coming at a real industrial level. It is, it's cracked tins. It's maybe a little bit of a off labeling, and because of insufficient legislation in South Africa, we're seeing a lot of what is perfectly edible food simply sent to the garbage tip.
Yeah, yeah, you're spot on. I mean, to what you're saying is you're spot on. To the retailers, I mean, they do throw away a lot of food, and I just want to say that the family-run stores, so you've got two different types. You've got family-run independent stores of a retail type. I'm not going to name any. We all know our retailers. And then you've got the corporate stores. And generally, I mean, this is rule of thumb. It's not right across the board, but generally the corporate stores prefer not to give out any food which may be going to waste, just in case someone on the other side gets sick. So someone at the soup kitchen that they're giving their branded goods to, they get sick from that, and then they can turn around. So generally it's the corporate chains that that don't donate that food. But it's a larger problem in that, I mean, we've spoken about the numbers of how many people are going to hungry every night in South Africa. And it's not only because we are throwing away so much food. Yes, that's a solution that SA Harvest has latched onto because it's a no-brainer. We've got so much food going to waste. That amount of food that is going to waste can feed everyone in the country. So why not put two and two together? The larger and more pertinent problem here is that food prices are too high, and they're escalating. And as you said at the start of the call, basic goods like bread, like butter, like sugar, basic essentials that people need to just live, even those aren't being they're not being regulated in the sense that they don't shoot up sky high. Now, why is that? Is a question that SA Harvest's been asking for ages, because we don't want to just serve as a charity handing out food, because that creates dependency. That creates another issue all on its own. So we've got that charitable aspect, but we're also leveraging technology to in a huge way. I mean, that's the only way we've been able to track and trace and be ultra transparent in the delivery of 43 million meals in 3 years. But it comes down to the fact that, I mean, there was a bill passed in 1996 to deregulate the agricultural sector. And in that bill, the government signed away its right to involve itself in the food space, thereby giving power to the retailers in the sense that the retailers can dictate prices and they can dictate where they get their foods from and call it on the farmers. Well, there's huge downward pressure on the farmers.
There's already messages here, and without being conspiratorial, could very much be the case.
No.
But people are asking, is food being dumped to control prices?
I don't know about that. I can't say yes and I can't say no to that. Again, I don't want to spark up any conspiracies. It could be the fact, you know, that the labels on food.
We're in a very litigious environment, and I understand the corporate saying, I don't want to take the risk of someone just getting a belly ache or a tummy ache or like even worse, and then they turn to me saying that they found, you know, products of our tinned beans. So we'd rather, as a safety precaution, you know, toss the entire lot of it to prevent a future court case.
Yeah, there's a thing with labels on, so where you see the best before dates and you see the sell by dates. I mean, there's often weeks between that. I mean, it's just to ensure that the food is moved before it actually goes off. Again, it's not a security feature, but it's a protection feature that they use. But labels are, I mean, if you look at cans, a lot of those things don't expire for years. I mean, 2 minute noodles and the likes. But they need to have those sell by dates to just keep the food moving through the system. You know, it's the supply chain. So you need to keep the food moving. So to that extent, a lot of foods are thrown away needlessly just to keep things moving in.
Alec Conney is the Chief Innovation Officer of SA Office. Lester, there's one shop habit that has me angry. When people change their mind, they place their fresh food item or frozen produce onto a random shelf. And because it can't be placed back in the deli section or into the freezer, shops have no option to throw it away. Your thoughts, 021-446-0566.